You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair with you on a Thursday. This time I bring along with me the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by each Thursday for Cinema Chat. And welcome back, and the day approaches.
That's right. Ken Burns is going to be here next Wednesday.
I hear the buzz on the street.
Yeah, and if you don't have your tickets, you better get your tickets because
it's selling out.
They're gonna sell. It's not sold out right now, but it's selling very quickly.
And so, it's only a $10 ticket.
It's only a $10 ticket. You can't beat it. So Ken Burns is going to present some of his latest work, talk about his life as a documentary filmmaker and historian. Should be terrific to see this Ann Arbor native come back to town. He's even going to be filming some. He will be filmed for a segment on 60 Minutes while he's in town. That's going to air later this year, probably in September.
Very nice. Very nice. Your opportunity to be part of the B-roll for a nationally broadcast program.
Yeah, there you go. Should be good on several levels. Also, today at 10 o'clock, Cinetopia passes go on sale for members.
It seems like we just had that festival.
Yeah, well, it was.
Now it's back.
It was over 10 months ago. So in about a month and a half. It's coming back. It's going to be in Ann Arbor and Detroit and Dearborn and lots of other places. So you can get your pass starting today if you're a Michigan Theater member, and just a few days more you can get them if you're not a Michigan Theater member. Passes go on sale that allow you to see screenings at the Michigan Theater, the Arab American National Museum, Cinema Detroit, Charles Wright Museum of African American History, Detroit Institute of Arts, the Henry Ford, or Greenfield Villages if you're old and you went there as a child. So anyway, go to michtheater.org membership to sign up for your pass and set aside that time, June 1 through 11. That's when Cinetopia is coming up.
And when do they go on sale to the public?
They're going to go on sale in 2 weeks.
2 weeks' time.
Yep. So you can join as a member if you're that excited about getting tickets and passes right now at a bigger discount than normal.
Well, because I get to talk to some folks in your organization, I know how excited they are about the lineup for this year's Cinetopia Film Festival.
It'll be 50 great films from all over the world shown throughout the Detroit metropolitan area. We're very, very, very excited. So,
well, what's happening downtown this week?
Well, we're opening up a film called After the Storm, which is a Japanese film that's actually really fascinating. It's about this author who won a prize for a work that he did, and he's kind of led a dissolute life since then. He also is a private detective, and he gambles, and he has an ex-wife and
so
a son.
So a well-rounded guy, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean he's not that great of a guy, but his father died, his mother's very elderly, and he reconnects with his family who don't really trust him at first, but then this kind of monumental storm comes and creates this opportunity for family bonding. So it's a metaphorical film. It's a lyrical, very interesting piece of Japanese filmmaking. And Japan's one of the great countries for filmmaking. And so anyway, After the Storm opens on Friday, a fascinating piece. Go, definitely do not miss it. Now, we're also opening a film a week from today. So After the Storm opens on Friday, a week from today, we do a special advance screening and then a follow-up run of a film called Colossal.
Oh, that's the Anne Hathaway movie, right?
Yeah, and we showed it at the Art House Convergence, this conference that we run out west every year. And Anne Hathaway and Jason Sudeikis stars. Jason Sudeikis is Anne Hathaway's boyfriend. She is a out-of-work party girl, and Jason Sudeikis' character kicks her out of the apartment that they share. She's just not doing well. But come to find out, and this is kind of a magical realism thing, the way that she behaves is translated into the behavior of a monster in Seoul, Korea that is destroying Seoul, Korea. So it's this Asian monster movie compared, thrown together with this domestic drama kind of piece or domestic comedy kind of piece.
And perhaps once again evidence that hallucinogenics are on the rise again in the nation.
And it's really kind of a fascinating piece as this character played by Anne Hathaway, who's very compelling in the role, realizes that she's creating this havoc, literal havoc for millions of people in Seoul, South Korea. So she, starts to take control of her life.
And Jason Sudeikis was one of the great reactive actors.
Yeah.
I mean,
on Saturday Night Live.
Anything he's done, you know, he reacts to situations in a way that will always entertain and amuse.
So, Colossal opens a week from today. Go check that out. If you haven't seen Kedi, the film about cats in Istanbul, it's people really love it. We're just going to show it a few times over the next week. Woody Harrelson's Wilson, which was a big hit in Ann Arbor right after Sundance. We did a special screening. People like that film as well. He's an amiable misanthrope, and to really understand that, you have to see the movie. But he's a dog lover, and he's really a people lover. He just doesn't know how to relate to people. So,
you get a sense you might be watching actually Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Laura Dern plays his ex-wife. And anyway, it's a lot of fun, based on a graphic novel. And then Olivier Assayas, who's a really wonderful director, French-European director, directed a film called Clouds of Silmarie a couple years ago, which we played and I liked a lot, Summer Hours. He has this film, Personal Shopper, that stars Kristen Stewart, who is a high-fashion personal shopper. Yeah, but she's also a spiritual medium, and her brother has just passed away, and she works to create this connection with him after he passes. And it's really an interesting film. Her performance is extremely well-reviewed. Personal Shopper continues this week.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO Russ Collins. And you have a special Korean screening coming up this
week
as
well.
That's
right. The University of Michigan's Nam Center for Korean Studies does a program on Saturdays at 1 o'clock where we show contemporary Korean films, and Dong Ju, Portrait of a Poet, is the film that we're showing today, or this week, Saturday at 1 o'clock, so go check that out. And then our Cinema Revolution series, it continues. Now, this is a series that I have a very soft spot for, and this particular week's program, we're doing Citizen Kane as a late afternoon matinee.
The Mystery of Rosebud.
That's right, Rosebud, which Orson Welles stars in, directed, helped to write.
Considered by many the greatest film of all time.
Yeah, and there's no such thing as the greatest film of all time,
it's
but
subjective.
It's a very compelling film, and it was very, very influential in its day. It came out in 1941. One of the films that it influenced was François Truffaut's film Day for Night, which is a movie about making movies. It won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film in 1973, and it really is a lovely, lovely film. And François Truffaut plays a film director who's hard of hearing and is struggling. And one of the reasons we're doing Citizen Kane, not only because this section of the series is called Campus Cinema Glory Days, 1970 and 1979. And Citizen Kane was shown a lot on campuses at that point, where it received a lot of its current value as a wonderful artistic film. But in Day for Night, the author dreams of his childhood when he stole the pictures, the stills, from the theater that was showing it in post-war France. So anyway, Day for Night, love the film. Go check it out. If you haven't seen it, if you have seen it, go see it again. It's great to see on the big screen. And then Citizen Kane at 4...
on Monday.
Yeah, 4 o'clock-ish. Then the Department of Screen Arts and Cultures is doing their honor showcase for their students that have distinguished themselves at the Screen Arts and Cultures program or department at the University of Michigan. And that's going to be Tuesday at 6:30. And then at the Multiplex, there's
the Fate of the Furious.
That's right. So the Fast and the Furious sequels continue. And again, Vin Diesel.
This is like the eighth one, isn't it?
Dwayne, it is the eighth one.
Oh, okay.
Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham star. And Vin Diesel's character and Michelle Rodriguez are on their honeymoon. But Charlize Theron's character gets Vin Diesel back in the criminal world.
If you like those old Burton Reynolds movies, it's like that on steroids.
You'll
probably enjoy it.
Lots of car chases. And then the animated film Spark, A Space Tale, is about a mad general genius who's trying to take over the universe, and it's up to Spark and his friends to save the universe. Great voice cast: Patrick Stewart, Hilary Swank, Susan Sarandon, and Jessica Biel are the voice characterizations in this animated film, Spark, A Space Tale.
Lots of options. We hope you'll take at least one of them, and we'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another edition of Cinema Chat. You find it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta. And remember, Cinetopia, June 1 through 11.